Now is the chance to use reliable energy to grow your money with the Dominion Energy Reliability Investment. Our new investment product offers competitive returns, no maintenance fees, and flexible online access to your money. Make the reliable investment in reliable energy. The Dominion Energy Reliability Investment. To find out more, go online to reliabilityinvestment.com. That's reliabilityinvestment.com.
Let me pull out my picture. There we go. Okay, here we are. Welcome to Thursday, people. My voice is still a little bit out of it. Want to do this show and dedicate it to one of my listeners, viewers, followers. I'm very, very happy to do this. And I ask people, you know what? If you have topics that you'd like me to cover, throw them out, okay? Throw them out there. Let me know what you want me to talk about, discuss, anything I can help you with. To get over the hurt of maybe a broken relationship, divorce, or also trying to, you know what, heal your relationship or marriage and trying to have that connection reignited to the relationship you've always craved, okay? I'm your host, as always, Greg Dzinski, Detroit's love guru, fully licensed professional counselor here in Metro Detroit. And welcome to the Art of Relationships show. And I'm going to talk about the situation. As always, you can join in and chime in below, people, the posts, and I'm going to read, I'll say hello to you and everything else. So we're going to talk about complicated relationships and how many people have been there. Let's face it, okay? We've all been there. What are they? And you know what? We know what gets you in them, but the question is, you know, why? What is causing you to maybe, you know, your heart, your passion, the chemistry, you just connect with someone on an awesome level, you know, the sex is great, the chemistry is there, you're fully attracted to them, mind, body, heart, and soul, or so you think you are, okay? And it's the, you know, endorphins, the dopamine kicks up, and you are just mystified, you know, by this individual. And complicated relationships are, you know what, maybe you're involved with somebody that is involved with somebody else, right? They're dating somebody else. They're living with somebody else. Or, let's face it, they're married to somebody else. And I've known people that have been in these situations, you know, not only for a short amount of time, people, but also been in, for years, okay? 2 years, 3 years, 8 years being with somebody that they are, you know what? Their hopes are that they're going to leave their wife, they're going to leave their husband and be with you, and the reality, let's face it, doesn't sink in, and you're sort of wasting your life, okay? And I'm not saying, you know what, you do what you want to do. I tell people that all the time. You know what, I want to help you. I want to help you heal the pain, heal the heartache, have the relationship or marriage that you crave and are looking for. Nothing's perfect, but also help you where you can step back and be self-aware and look at, you know what, I'm not going to be in this situation because I don't want my heart shattered. I don't want a huge disappointment. Life, you know, we all know it. It's disappointing at times, whatever. I want to help you prevent that if possible, to be able to go back and look at, phew, good thing I didn't step in that. The old Cheech and Chong bit, right? Smells like dog shit, you know what? It looks like dog shit. Oh, good thing we didn't step in it type of thing, right? So be able to look at the situation. You know, complicated relationships, what are they? I just mentioned one, right? And what is the draw? What is the fantasy? I get that. It could be, you know what, complicated relationship as well as, you know what, you're dating, hooking up with a coworker, right? Is that complicated? Absolutely. And you're wondering, you know, what happens if somebody finds out, right? What happens if you're in a situation where, you know what, are you okay being a secret? Keeping your relationship a secret. And then that tells you, you know what, that's not a healthy situation to be in. You know what? That you look at, I'm dating so what? Do you want to be a secret? Or, you know what, why are you keeping your partner a secret? That's a complicated relationship, or maybe, you know, complicated, challenging, downright could be toxic for you, right? Again, it's not a right or wrong. It's looking at the situation to what works for you, but trying to help you look at, you know what, the hook is, right? It makes you feel good. That person, whatever it is, they make you feel amazing. They make you feel loved. They make you feel the passion. They make you feel alive, okay? And that's where a lot of people, you know, in relationships that are dying or dead, and affairs start happening because they, let's face it, it makes you feel alive for a moment, even though it's not the healthiest, the right thing to do for your partner, okay? So we're going to run down, you know, the complicated relationships, and there's a lot of them. I already mentioned, you know what, you're messing around with dating somebody. Again, I'm not, this is your life, not mine. I'm just throwing them out there. I don't judge, I don't throw shade or biases out there. I want people to be healthy and happy and be authentic, as I've mentioned numerous times throughout the years, many years, about being true to yourself. You know what? Having that self-love and self-respect that you can be authentic with yourself, and you're not worried about trying to appease everybody. You're not trying to live your life according to everybody else, okay? So you're looking at, you know, that you're dating somebody or messing around with somebody that is married, living with somebody, you know, that is actively involved in your relationship, okay? Or in, not in your relationship, or, you know, or vice versa. You're in a relationship and you're messing around with somebody else. That's complicated, and chances are it's going to blow up in your face, okay? And what happens where a lot of couples, and yes, I do see it, where it does happen in a couple, you know what, they were married, dating somebody else, and they're messing around with each other, and it ends up they'd be happy together. It does happen. I'm not saying it doesn't. Do I advise that to find the love of your life? Hell no. No, not at all. I want you to be able to start off fresh and be honest and be, you know what, transparent with one another. So what happens, right? You're both cheating on each other, okay? Or not on each other, with each other. There we go. And you know what? She's married, you're married, vice versa, or dating somebody else, living with somebody else. You want to be together, and then that happens. They go through a divorce. They go through a breakup. And I run into this a lot, people. Again, I said I don't judge. I want people to be happy and healthy, okay? But I also don't want people to hurt other people. I want people to have concern and compassion for other people, no matter if it's the person you're with, gonna be with. I don't want people to run game on somebody else, okay? I want you to be true and real and be open and honest. And I know it's not always easy. There's kids at stake, financial aspects, okay? We'll get into that in a bit. So you look at it, you're, you know, hooking up with somebody else. They're married, you're married or involved with somebody else. And you end up going through a divorce, okay? You end up breaking up, okay? And you're together now, and you're wondering why trust issues come up, right? Insecurities come up. God, after all, you cheated on your wife. Well, you cheated on your husband. I see it in my office on a weekly basis that those trust issues surface. Not that you're going to cheat on each other, but what happens is, guess what? those insecurities hit. You know what? The old relationship, now you're in reality with this relationship, and you know, let's face it, your partner now, right, has the potential to cheat because she did it before. He did it before. So that potential is there. There's no guarantee that they will cheat again, and there's no guarantee they won't, okay? So we look at, you know, what is trust, right? Trust is a belief in the unknown. So you look at those aspects. That's why I look at complicated relationships. Now, if you are dating somebody and you end up with somebody that was married, went through a divorce and all this, now say they have kids. Now you just compiled that aspect, okay? You took dad away from mom. You took my mother or our mother away from our dad and family. Now do you understand about complications? this is the reality that people choose to be in. I don't advise it. My question is, how can I make it work once you're in it, if possible, okay? Again, not advising it, but it's looking at those situations, what can make them happy and healthier, and what is the draw that gets you in that situation in the first place? Is it because, now, use self-awareness, and this goes with all kind of complicated relationships. Use self-awareness. Are you lonely? Okay, are you dying to be loved and cared for and caressed? But do you want to be the only one that does that, or do you want to share that person? Let me ask you that, okay? Of course not, Greg. But then, you know what, are you having false hope? Hey, Robbie, hey, welcome. And, you know, do you have false hope? And if that person is not making steps to get out of a relationship or whatever to be with you, you have to look at the avenue, okay? You have to look at not only, you know, which way the avenue is going, and it's not working. Are they just giving you, you know what, mouth candy? Are they giving you lip service and nothing is going on, okay? Because again, it's complicated. It's difficult. And when you're in a relationship, I tell people all the time, and there's other professionals that might disagree with me on this, you got to find yourself again. You know what? It's not about, you know, hurting somebody else. And there's some people that might say, you know, the rebound effect, there's no such thing as a rebound. There could be, because you got to find yourself again, okay? You got to be able to channel yourself and your energy. Who you are with somebody else, right, might be different than who you are authentically. And I'm not talking about, you know what, being, hey, William, welcome. I appreciate you joining in. So about finding yourself again, and I'm all about people, you know what, that look at the situation. I'm all about people, you know, being authentic all the time. That would be ideal, right? But some people sort of, you know what, cut themselves off from being authentic because they're in an abusive relationship and somebody is rescuing them out of it, okay? Who are you again? And are you authentic, allowing yourself to be in an abusive relationship, or are you not? And that's where the complicated relationships come in. And that's where I tell people, who are you? You know, do you know yourself well enough, and how come you're not acting upon it? And when you're in a, say, a bad, negative relationship, you need to be able to have a good understanding of your authentic self so you can be authentic in another relationship, okay? So, you know what, you're marrying somebody, they have, or, you know, you're involved with someone that's married in a relationship and there's kids involved. Now, guess what happens? You know, you think everything's going to be great, hunky-dory, and now, you know what? Your man, new man's kids hate your guts, or your new lady's kids hate your guts because you stole her from dad, you stole him from mom, type of thing. And it goes after the avenues. You know what? It's not easy. Hell no. So what other, you know what, complicated relationships do you find yourself in? How many people, you could be dating, right? You're working towards a relationship. That's what you want. And the other person is, you know, not talking to you that often, you know, not making that much effort, you know, you stay on a superficial level, but you're not saying anything, you're not bringing it out. And this is where I want people, another complicated relationship, if it's not working for you, do you talk about it? Do you bring it up? Or do you remain in it thinking it's going to change, but it isn't? And all of a sudden, you know, months goes by, a year goes by, and then you're pissed at yourself and you're hurt and angry. Oh my God, Greg, I wasted my time. I wasted a year. I wasted 2 years of my life thinking this is going to happen. You know what? Not to throw shade, not to judge, not to bash, but looking at what caused you to be in that situation so long. Why did you sell yourself out? Remember I said about authenticity. What made you, you know what, be in that situation? I get it. Your heart aches. You love that person. I get all that situation. But then I look at, with complicated relationships, where is the self-love and self-respect? And some people have insecurities. They have fears. Like I said, I'm very compassionate, very empathetic. I understand that. It's not judging. It's not bashing anybody else. It is about looking at getting you to a healthier spot, okay? What about the complicated situation, or you call it relationship, okay? Where, you know what? I talked to clients about this. I got, you know, friends in the past and acquaintances, whatever, that do this, both genders, both men and women people. You know what? They tell somebody, you know what, I want to break up, or you know what, I don't want a relationship with you, but you're still banging them. You're still having sex with them, okay? But Greg, I told him, just having sex with them. They know it's their fault. And I said, no, it isn't. Because, you know what, you told them you want to break up with them, and you know where they stand. You know they might be still in love with you. You need to cut it off, leave them alone. But you're still having sex with them. And you want to try to, you know, roll your rationality. Well, I told him, Greg, I told her, Greg, so it's their fault. It's your choice to still have sex with me. You're leading them on. Remember I said about looking at having care and compassion for people in general, okay? Where is your care and compassion knowing that, you know what, there's still hope, and every time you have sex with them, that you're going to fall magically back in love with them or fall in love with them in general, okay? You need to stop it, okay? And if you are still allowing yourself to have sex with someone that told you that they're done, they don't want a long-term relationship, and you're in love with them and want to be with them, with him or her, that's where I want you to hold back and say, I'm not doing this anymore. It hurts. Heartache. Let's face it, man. Heartache is very traumatic, okay? People don't understand, you know what, the heart. And I did a couple shows on heartache and heartbreak a few months back. It's very traumatic to a lot of people. And looking at, you know, can you rip that bandage right off and be able to heal? And I tell people, like I did back then, you know what, if they still calling you and they don't want to be with you, they don't want a relationship, but they you know what, all of a sudden they're calling you at 1 o'clock in the morning wanting to come over and see you, and you're thinking, oh, this is a chance, they're going to profess my faith to you, they're using you, okay? Don't allow yourself to do that, okay? Have self-love, have self-respect. And this is another complicated situation that people find themselves in, okay? What other complications? You know, everybody says, and I'm okay with the hookup society. Do your thing, right? Consenting adults, be your thing. But the issue that comes up that I see is, you know what? Remember I said about care and compassion? I'm all about being authentic. What happens if, you know, one person just wants to have sex with you, right? That's it. Friends, meet up occasionally. Great, right? You both want that. But one person, typically, not always, one person is going to get more emotionally connected with that other person, okay? It's just maybe how it works, okay? If you both can have an understanding, yeah, this is all we want, right? And then one person has more feelings for the other one and wants to get married, wants a relationship, wants to move in. Oh, no, we're just hooking up. It gets to be a complicated situation, okay? And I'm all about people, you know, being sexual and having fun. And I'm, you know, you want to have a one-night stand? Fine, whatever. But be real. Be authentic about it. Be genuine about it. Don't try to, if you just want sex, be man enough, be woman enough, be adult enough to say, you know what, I'm only looking for sex, okay? That's it. No big deal. You're upfront and you're honest. And then it's up to the other person to consent about that, okay? It's your life. You're not going to hear me say, you know what, don't ever have hookup sex. Don't ever have a one-night stand. You're never going to hear me. I'm like, it's your life. It's what two consenting adults are about, okay? It's what they both agree, both what they want to do, okay? And you know what? Having a one-night stand can actually lead to a healthy relationship. It happens all the time, okay? But you look at, you want to be real and authentic and not be in a complicated situation or lead somebody on, okay? What other aspects? So I talk about the hookup culture, the, you know, sex with benefits things. Like I said, that tends to be okay at first, and then it becomes complicated when one catches feelings and wants more in that situation. What do you do, okay? And remember, I'm all about sharing compassionate, you know, wishes towards everybody, okay? Having care and concern about somebody else. You know, I don't want to use somebody, and I'm not about somebody, you know, lying and running game on somebody else just to get a piece of ass, okay? So you need to be very, very, you know what? Be respectful, okay? Another complicated relationship situation I run into often, okay, in my office is when somebody is a secret to their friends, to their family, coworkers, whatever. You know what? You're dating somebody for a year and their family don't know about it, okay? Their friends, you never met their friends, their family. What's that saying about you? Does it say I'm not important enough, you know what, that I can meet your friends and family member? Or is it, again, a complicated situation? Oh, we got to keep it a secret because it's in a workplace setting, right? Or, you know what, I can't allow somebody to meet you because they might see or find out you're married, or mutual friends of you will see us here and there, so you're a secret, right? Again, I'm not, you do what you want to do. I don't suggest that or advise being in a situation like that. Again, it's complicated. But when you're in a relationship and you're a secret to somebody, you know what? That's not a healthy thing. That is not a conducive situation. I know people, I've worked with people from different cultures, different, you know, races, where they don't want someone, you know, someone's Indian and the other gentleman is black, and they're dating for 5 years and the family, you know, Indian family doesn't know about him, type of situation. It can wreak havoc. It can bring, you know, about doubt. It can bring about mistrust. Or, you know what, am I important enough for you to, you know what, to not introduce me to your friends, your family, that type of thing. Or some people are afraid that, right, they're going to get disowned, that their family is going to cut them off because of cultural, you know, race issues. Or, you know, and that goes, you know, it could be a white person, an African-American person. Oh, my God, you're dating a cracker or white, or you're dating a black guy, that type of situation. And they don't, not looking at, you know, about the love that you have for one another, okay? They're not looking at, it's none of your business, and why are you bothered about it if somebody is happy? But we all know those situations, and like I said, are you confident enough to battle those social situations and not make that person a secret? And if you are the secret in a relationship, you know what? How long are you willing to let that go on for? How long are you willing to last? And we can understand it up here rationally, right? Yeah, we get it. We understand. It's hard and all this stuff. But what happens is, guess what? It creates problems in the relationship. The emotional disconnect is not there. And you can be understanding and, you know, compassionate. And, you know what? You get that. And you understand how difficult it is for the other person. But then I'm asking you, what about you? What about your feelings? Do they matter? Does your care and compassion and understanding for yourself, where is that for you? So when you are a secret to supposedly girlfriend, boyfriend, that type of situation, you have to ask yourself, what are you doing? Do you want to do this anymore? And what's it say about you? And again, some people are okay with that. I'm not saying, again, these are complicated situations that I don't advise people being in. But it's your life, people, okay? I want you to be happy. I want you to feel loved. And I don't want you to be hid. I don't want you to be a secret. I don't want people to, you know what, be in a situation and all of a sudden it's messy. Like, you know what, you end up dating somebody that's married, or you both are married dating somebody else, and now you have the kids involved. Now you have, you understand the messy situations. Relationships and marriages can be difficult to begin with. I try to make them less difficult. And again, you know what? I promote, I want more connection, right? More understanding for one another. But I want you to start off in a good spot to begin with. That's why these complicated relationships, you know what? They're not easy. I get asked often, okay, Greg, what about a long distance relationship? I live in, say, Detroit, and the other one lives in Texas or Colorado or California, Florida, wherever, okay? And long-distance relationships, they're great because, let's face it, right? It's a fantasy. It's just awesome, right? It's the mystery, the suspense, all that stuff. Oh, my God, right? But then, do you really know that person? Do you really know them, right? How do you know somebody? You don't really know somebody until you live with them, right? Or at least spend, you know, a little bit of time together, right? Not just a weekend, not whatever. What happens if, you know, one has kids and the other one doesn't? And it's hard. It's different when, you know, you have a long-term relationship, everything's good, and one takes a job out of state somewhere, and you have plans to move or, you know, move together, that type of thing. But I'm talking about starting off a long-distance relationship. It's very, very difficult because are you really seeing each other for who you are? Remember I talked about compatibility on Tuesday during the show. Love styles, sexuality, communication styles are huge aspects I talk about and have for, oh my God, many, almost 20 years now, that a lot of people look at. They meet my checklist, right? But how you communicate, that type of aspect? And are you able to see those in a long distance situation? And yes, with technology, right, we have what I'm doing now, live video, right? You can have FaceTime, you can have, you know, Facebook Messenger, the reality, but you really don't know people's nuances, you know, bad habits, annoyances that might drive you nuts until you really spend a lot of time with them and how you handle each other. And are you just with, I miss you during your long-term relationship, setting plans, but are you really starting to learn somebody and understand them? And also with you, right? Oh, I have no bad habits. Yeah, right. I'm going to tell you, you do. We all have bad habits. We all have stuff that annoy other people, me included, okay? So with long-term relationships, you have to look at the dynamics, and is it working for you? And it's great for the first maybe month, 2 months, even maybe 3 months, you know? And all of a sudden you start seeing it, oh my God, I got to catch a plane or drive 10 hours. They're driving 10 hours, and then you have to go back to work Monday, that type of thing. How many people have been in that situation, and it's difficult? I'm not saying it can't work. I'm just saying it's very, very difficult, and it's not easy to deal with, okay? Another situation, a complicated situation I run into, how many people, you know what, you're living together, okay? And you know it's not working, and you know it's not working, okay? Because you can't afford to get away. How many people are in that situation or have been, right? I'm broke. I can't afford to get my own apartment or place by my own. Neither one of you can afford the place, so you stay in that situation because of financial reasons. And now what happens? You start dating somebody, right? Oh, we're broken up. We're just living together. Would your new boyfriend, girlfriend, or who you're dating, would they be okay with that situation? We're not living together. Or we're living together, but we're not dating. We broke up. We're just because of money reasons. Now, okay, am I going to be the reason you're moving out to get you out of that situation? Do you see where all the doubts and complications come from? So you need to look at and do a good job at assessing, you know what? If it is too complicated for you, what is causing you to do it? Great sex? Love? Could be, right? The passion, the chemistry that you feel, right? Do you feel alive? But then you have to step away from it and ask yourself, you know what? Am I doing this? Is that person my person? Or can there be somebody else that has a lot less complications to the situation? I'm not saying they're a bad person. Not at all, okay? I'm looking at what works good for you and about looking at what you're going to tolerate, what you're not going to tolerate. And this is about not selling yourself off out. Like I said, about being authentic. And I do, you know what, on numerous shows, you know, what is causing you to be in a complicated relationship? Because chances are the odds are against you. Not that they can't work. I'm not saying that. But it takes a lot of BS and a lot of crap to go through and difficulty to be able to go through, and people really, oh, I can handle it. I can handle this, right? Well, guess what? What happens when you're dating somebody that's married or in a relationship and their wife, their boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, calls you and you're right there and they're acting like, oh, yeah, what? How's that going to hit you? I'm about people looking at reality, okay? I don't want people to be upset or hurt, but I want people to look at the reality. Or you come up, oh, yeah, oh, when am I going to meet your friends? Oh, I'm not ready for that yet. Well, it's been 6 months, been a year. How come I'm not meeting your family? Well, they don't like me dating us. And you know what? Do you feel ashamed? You know, they can go out in public with you all over the place, but they're not meeting your family because you're a secret. How's that going to hit you? And can you put yourself in the shoes down the road? Oh, I can be fine with that. But can you be fine with that for a month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months? Do you understand where I'm going with this, people? So look at complicated relationships. What is the draw? What is the hook about it? And is it actually, you know what, going to work for you? Or is it too messy, too complicated? You know, or can you find someone that is a lot easier and still be compatible and happy and in love, people? Okay, I know it's not easy to find someone, like I said, that is compatible on those levels I mentioned on Tuesday about sexuality, right? About communication styles and about, you know, your love style too. It's difficult, I know that, but don't make it worse by starting off in a complicated situation, okay? Love yourself enough, have that respect for yourself enough to sort of wait, chill out, and you know what, find the person for you, okay? My website, theartofrelationships.org, check it out. And again, thank you so much for tuning into the show. Share the videos, please. I want to help as many people as possible out there. Thank you for listening, people. Peace and love to everybody out there. Take care. Bye-bye. Have a good weekend.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Make sure... Jim.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me.
We're on the air.
I need to try it first.
With zero sugar and refreshingly delicious, is Coca-Cola Zero Sugar the best Coke ever? Pick up a half-liter six-pack from your local Giant today.